I wanted just to share a little bit about a hero of prayer. And I'm taking this from Pete Gregg's book, How to Pray, A Simple Guide for Normal People. That's encouraging, isn't it? Far too many superheroes that are bigged up, you know, as warriors of prayer, when there are normal people who are as well. This one, if you have the book, you'll be able to follow this and look at others, and we might just share one or two tonight. But hero of simple prayer is Susanna Wesley, the mother of Methodism. So let me read this. I think it was quite an interesting story. So the health of Susanna Wesley, who was known as the mother of Methodism, was poor. Her marriage to a penniless preacher was deeply dysfunctional. She lost 9 children in infancy and raised 10 more almost single-handedly. Their home was burned down twice. Her husband was imprisoned twice. And yet her simple, honest, persevering prayers undoubtedly changed the world. Susanna Wesley proved herself to be a formidable leader long before her sons John and Charles rose to fame. When her husband, the rector of Epworth Parish Church, was imprisoned for financial mismanagement and his replacement in the pulpit failed miserably to preach the gospel, Susanna took matters into her own hands. She launched a Sunday school in the kitchen for her children, but it began to attract so many of their neighbors that the meeting was quickly reconvened in the barn. Before long, 200 people were gathering every Sunday to listen to Susanna reading sermons, to sing psalms, and to pray. Meanwhile, the church building nearby languished, almost empty. Susanna gave her children 6 hours of schooling a day, educating her daughters the same as her sons, plus an additional hour a week of undivided attention with each one of them. How on earth did she do all of this? How did she survive the loss of 9 children and the heartbreak of a volatile marriage without becoming broken and bitter? And how did she manage such a frenetic household while also establishing a Sunday school and educating 10 children, 2 of whom would rise to the heights of international influence? Susanna Wesley was preeminently a woman of prayer. It was as she waited upon the Lord each day that her strength was renewed again and again. But none of this was easy. There was nowhere at home she could hide away to pray. So whenever Susanna wanted time with the Lord, she would pull her apron over her head. This was her prayer room, and her children knew that she was not to be disturbed. In this way, she would pour her heart out to God, mourning her lost babies, interceding for her infuriating husband. Not too much empathy there, I hope, and praying for each of her children by name. Such simple maternal prayers whispered daily beneath an apron could hardly have been answered more powerfully. Susanna Wesley exemplifies the world-changing power of simple, persevering prayer, finding herself called to make disciples not of distant nations but of her own little tribe at home. She applied herself to the task tirelessly. And by praying faithfully for those 10 children, Susanna Wesley, a housewife with a hard life from a small town in rural England, became the mother of some 80 million Methodists in more than 130 nations today. So, good story, isn't it? It's a good story. Now, I wanted to add to that before I want to invite you to make your own prayer requests, responses, whatever it may be, is that in this book, How to Pray, there's lots of good stuff in there, but what comes home to me from the story of Susanna Wesley is that all we need to do, maybe it's hard even in this, is to find a way and find a time and find a space that works for you and be with God. You know, in one sense, we're always with God, aren't we? But being with God also, I think, means becoming conscious that you are in his presence and bringing your requests and your prayers towards the Lord at that time. So what works for you? You will know that what works for me is walking and being with the Lord. And to be honest, sitting down at home is not something I find easy, but being out and perusing, wandering around this estate maybe, where I live, or wandering further afield around Buckingham is a good way for me. But that might work for you, but it might not work for you. You may have something that you do differently. Just find that way and find that time to be with God.